The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Friday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear all those boat tunes, you know it's time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk. And always happy to have our friends in the studio from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. And today, Stephen Smith is here with Georgetown Technical College. And you brought a guest in with you today, Bill.
I did.
You know, I'm a little resentful. Bill's somewhere vacationing, I think, today.
On a beach somewhere, I think.
Now, who gave him permission to do that? Does he know he has a show to do?
He's not getting paid for today.
Okay, well, we'll have to make up the slack then. But I think we're in good shape because it looks like you brought in somebody pretty special.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today.
Good.
So, yeah, it's just going to be a fun show. We're going to talk about, it's a great segue to the end of our boat ramp stuff that we've been talking about.
Yes,
and,
very important
I will introduce
right
our guests in just a second. So, first of all, I want to introduce Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. That's their phone number, keymarinecenter.com. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. They are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel outboard, and MerCruiser dealership. They can handle any kind of repower on those products, but also take care of those products' maintenance needs as well as boat maintenance also. So, So check them out there on Bower Road.
And now's a good time to stop by there if you're getting ready to put that boat
back
in the water.
Yeah, they're getting busy out there. Mm-hmm. I've been out there visiting a few times, and they are steady moving on. So now's the time to get your boat out there for sure. And they still have some of them specials going on, but those are getting out of the way, and mm-hmm. Bill talks about that all the time. We are going to do a giveaway about 20 after, so keep the phone number in there. 850-437-1620 is the number you want to text in to answer to our question today.
Okay.
And it'll be a nice little, we're going to give away a Mercury hat and Mercury shirt.
Nice.
Today, so
okay.
From Key Marine
Perfect
Center.
Perfect timing for summer.
Yeah, you know, and I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Been over there 17 years, and
wow.
We're doing all kinds of stuff over there, just getting ready for summertime, actually.
And just for fun, where are you ranked again in the nation?
Number one in the nation for Yamaha placement, and we're pretty close to that for Mercury placement. Putting technicians
remarkable.
Out in the field.
Pretty
so,
remarkable.
Yeah. So next week we have our COE visit, our accreditation visit from the state of Florida. They
Ooh.
Do that every 5 to 6 years. So we're ready to go on that also. So I don't feel like there's going to be any issues with that.
Good for you.
Yeah,
you're
so,
ready.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do the last minute midnight preparation.
Nah, you know, I'm always ready. The principal and assistant principal came down last night and they're looking around and they're like, we ain't got to worry about you.
Aw.
You know, so
that's a testament
we always
to
try
you
to be
are.
Ready. So,
yeah.
You know, any day you want to come in there and check us out, we're always doing something in Marine Service class, that's for sure. So I do want to introduce our guest, and I've been trying to get him in here for about a year now, a very busy man,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so we've been talking for quite a while. I had lunch with him a few months ago, and we talked about coming on the show, and because I watch his channel on YouTube.
So you're talking celebrity.
Yeah,
then.
Celebrity status. Yep.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes, people know who he is, and especially that boat that he owns as well. I was talking to one of my students last night. Her name's Krista. She said he drove down her road and was flushing his engines in the river and was like, you're not putting that boat in this river over here. And because of the little river, apparently. But yeah, so Big Dan is with us from the Big Dan Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you, Big
Dan.
It is a boat ramp channel,
but also it's a channel for boating in general, right?
Yeah, we do a little bit of fishing. We do a little bit of, like, boat education, etiquette, informative videos, as well as what seems like everybody comes to the channel for is the boat ramp.
The boat ramp
Isn't
stuff.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And we've been talking about that.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. Why don't you let people know how the boat ramp videos came about? Because I think it's interesting.
Well, many moons ago, I started my career in the U.S. Coast Guard. And as you can imagine, you see a lot of things on the water. Anytime you're on the water, you see something crazy. But if no you have doubt. To work out there, you're exposed to the environment, and there is a lot of alcohol that's consumed on the water.
Stop it.
Yes. I know you wouldn't believe it.
No.
But people want to get...
Around here?
Yes.
Wow.
They're hot. They want to get in the water. They want to cool down. They have a cerveza. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they have one too many, and they start showing their tail out on the water. I said, if I ever get out of the Coast Guard, I'm going to set up somewhere, and I'm going to film these yahoos coming in, or just, the altercations, the interactions in society with these people.
Oh, yeah, it could be a great reality show.
And, several years had come and gone, and I kind of forgot about it. And I was shooting video professionally in the outdoor industry, like hunting and stuff like that. And so I had all my camera gear in my car at any time. And me and my wife were out on the boat, and we put the boat back on the trailer at Navy Point. She said, let's walk up on the bridge and look at the sunset. Now, it was beautiful. There just thunderstorms had just rolled through and beautiful sky. I said, yeah, we'll walk up there. And I didn't really care about the sunset. I wanted to watch these people at the boat ramp. And so we walked up there, and I saw this guy. He was having so much trouble. And after about 15 minutes, I said, you know what? I'm going to my truck. I'm going to get my camera bag, and I'm coming back up here. And if this guy is still having trouble, it's going down. And so I'd already had a YouTube channel at that point. I was producing a lot of, like hunting content and stuff like that, and just getting some views, but nothing crazy. And so I filmed this guy for, I think it was 57 minutes straight.
Yeah.
One guy.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yes, and yes, exactly. And he'd had too much to drink, and he couldn't figure out how to get his trailer in the water.
Oh, no.
And he did like 4 or 5 laps, and I was like, it was 8 to 10 attempts, and then another lap around the parking lot, another 5, 6 attempts, another lap around. You know, at one point, I don't know if you've ever been to Navy Point boat ramp, but there's 2 lanes with a dock right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
If the tide was low enough, I would have just encouraged him to do like a drive-through. You just go down one lane, head first, ride around the dock, and drive out. But it's probably a little bit too deep for that. Anyway, so after 57 minutes, he finally gets it. He was falling in the water, and it was just a disaster.
Oh,
so
gosh.
That video sat on my computer for about a year. It was so long, I was like, nobody's going to watch that. Like, how would somebody even, edit that?
Right.
And so I was in the tree business after I got transitioned out of the Coast Guard. For about 2 weeks, it was raining.
Mm.
So I was going through some old films and just like editing and stuff like that. And I came across the old boat ramp legend. And I was like, oh, this guy's fixing to
become famous.
I'm fixing to do it to him. So I edit this video down into maybe 25, 30 minute clip. And I posted
it. Still long.
Yeah. But it was so captivating. It was like, what's next? They couldn't stop watching. I couldn't stop watching. I watched it 2 or 3 times. I was like, this guy is.
That's funny. Yeah.
Anyway, so I edited the video, posted it up on YouTube, and within 24 hours, it had 160,000 views.
What?
Yes. So, Facebook, TikTok, not that big of a deal. 100,000 views. People are just, scrolling. It's short-form content. But on YouTube, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
For them to push your content, it's people got to be watching. They got to be engaging. The watch time's got to be up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short, it popped off, and I didn't know you could make a living on YouTube like that, but it just happened. And since then, I've been going to the boat ramp Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just whatever day.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's literally the best place on the planet. It's free entertainment.
I guess so.
Yeah, you got to watch his channel. So it's the Big Dan Show on YouTube. And I'll tell you what, Dan, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. Everybody thinks you could just go up there and sit there with a camera and then just post everything. But there's a lot of editing that goes into it. You're in the hot sun in the summertime. I mean, I'll sit there 8-10 hours a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I make the show look like everybody messes up, but it's not that bad. Mm. Only 80% of the people mess up.
That was one of my questions, That was one of my questions. So let's talk about the milestone that we have, Dan. I think you hit a milestone. Let's talk about that, or we're going after it. What's going on with that?
Well, we just hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
That's
incredible. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. I think less than half, 0.6% of the people that have YouTube channels will ever make it to 100,000 subscribers.
That's great.
Congratulations, yeah. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
It takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it was a lot of commitment that goes into it. Like, you know, it's fun to do this, but at the end of the day, like, it is a job, and you got to take it seriously. Like, you got to commit to it. Just with anything in life, like, if you want to be good at something, you got to commit to it and put in the time. And
absolutely,
I don't know, we've got a great audience. I'm very grateful for everybody that watches the channel. And again, like I said, it's not just, you know, I'm not there just to roast everybody. This is very educational, mm-hmm. and people learn from other people's mistakes.
Of course.
Like, if I'm going to make a $10,000 mistake and crunch my gel coat and rip my trolling motor off and rip my power pole off and everything else that I just did at the, not me, but, you know, somebody mm-hmm. did at the boat ramp. Like, if you can watch it and say, dude, I don't want to do that, it's going to save somebody a headache down the road. So,
and it could possibly save lives,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. I'm very big on the safety aspect. Mm-hmm. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but, like, safety is key. I see so many kids out there, you know, riding around on these boats, no PFDs on, parents don't care, you know, they're drinking, kids are hanging over the back of the transom with their hands in the water, mm-hmm. reaching down where the props spin. It's just crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, man, like, hopefully somebody sees that later on in the right state of mind that they're like, man, I need to be more aware of what's going on.
Right.
And the water's dangerous.
Yeah. And you seen that when you were in the Coast Guard.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when you start seeing that kind of stuff. So
okay.
We got a text.
Well, I was going to just say, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, and it's Boat Smart Time on Fridays. We have Stefan Schmidt here, and we have Big Dan from the Big Dan Show talking about boat ramps and boat ramp safety. So if you've got a text or a comment, please send it in at 850-437-1620. Did get a quick text in here for y'all to answer, a little bit off the topic of what we're talking about. But I'm seeing, this from Jake, he says, I'm seeing lots of pontoon boats for sale along the highway. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's the season. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to sell, mm-hmm. not the time to buy, because it's coming into the boating season. So if people, maybe they're getting tired of their boat, or they want to upgrade, or don't want to pay the high fuel cost,
right.
they probably sell their boats.
That
so that's
sense.
A lot of times that happens. So that's probably
sense.
Why you're seeing that.
Yep, that makes
yep,
sense.
Yep, no
okay,
doubt.
So back to boat ramps.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So what is the biggest mistake that you see at boat ramps when people – putting their boat in or taking their boat out?
Probably the biggest thing that we see is people being in too deep.
Okay.
And that's like, that's been the slogan
catchphrase.
On the channel. Oh, he's in too deep.
Yeah.
you know, they think that the further they are in the water, the better chance they have of getting it on the trailer. And it couldn't be more far from the truth. Like, your hull has to align with the bunks. Has to feel the bunks, and the trailer is designed to guide the hull up, you know, and when you're too deep, the hull can't feel the trailer.
So you don't want it underwater.
Yeah,
I've seen people
floating
with
from the left, floating mm-hmm. from the right, and then they pull out, and the trailer's cockeyed on there, and then they got to do a re-dip, and then next thing you know, their bumper's in the water, and
yeah.
if you get real lucky. Or, excuse me, if I get real lucky, their tires will get down to the water where it's slick.
Of the vehicle.
And then we'll have a little bloop, bloop action.
Yeah.
Ooh, not good.
I always chant, no more payments. No more payments.
No doubt. 850-437-1620. Let's do a giveaway. We're going to give away that Mercury visor and Mercury shirt. All you have to do today is text in the third texter, Big Dan.
That's easy.
Text that in.
What's the number? Because I'm going to text. I want a Mercury hat. I've got Yamaha.
We'll see
I've
if
got
we,
Honda.
Yeah, you got all that. Maybe we can hook you up. We'll talk
right.
to Bill about that for sure. So, yeah. So, what is your favorite boat ramp that you launch at?
Real quick, on the giveaway thing, we're
okay.
doing a giveaway on our channel. We're giving
Ooh.
Away, yeah, Yeti cooler, Mustang PFDs, Ocean Tamer bean bags. I'm giving
nice.
Away two fishing trips. We got 100,000 subscribers, and I told you when we hit the 100,000 subscriber milestone, we're going to be doing a bunch of giveaways. So the last video that I posted, all you got to do is go to that video, drop a comment. Like,
put in their Boat Smart.
Boat
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, do that.
There
yeah.
you go.
You do that, and you get two entries. How
there
about
you
that?
Go.
Ooh,
there
okay,
you go.
There
I'll
you
sweeten
go.
The pot a little bit.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
we've got the prize, though, right now is a Mercury visor and also a Mercury T-shirt, 850-437-1620, third text in with Big Dan.
Yeah. All right, so back to your previous question. What boat ramp is my favorite? So I prefer the launch at ICW in Orange Beach. There is so much supply there. It really is a numbers game. Like, not everybody's going to have a bad day and, you know, be crashing into the dock and just be a train wreck. It, you know, there's quite a few people that struggle, but that ramp has the most supply. And I feel like there's a lot of implants here. Mm-hmm. You know, they move down from wherever, and they have more money than sense. And it's just an endless supply of.
Is there something odd about that ramp? Maybe, like, is there wind that comes across there? Is there actually any current in that little area? Is it just the way the ramp is, you know, the docks are? What's the
previously when they designed that, they had the ramps at like a, they were at like a 45 degree angle. That was a terrible design. Since then, they've tore all that out. They've redesigned it and structured everything. I don't have an issue. I've launched there a few times, half a dozen times, never had an issue. I've never seen a current in there more than half a knot.
Okay.
Now, you will get a wind. If we get a strong wind out of the south, it'll be blowing right to left there. And, you know, people, they might have their trailers too close to the dock. You got to let your transom kind of swing in, you know, with the wind and then kind of recorrect. And a lot of times they don't have enough room. You got to kind of compensate for the wind. And so I'd say probably the biggest thing is the wind.
Yeah.
And then just like the lack of knowledge and preparation.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of prop wash issues over there.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit, because we talk about power loading boats and stuff.
Yeah. Really, power loading is not good for the ramp. You're essentially blowing all of the sand out from under the concrete. And at some point, that boat ramp slab will collapse, especially if, you know, you got somebody with a 47 Freeman or something coming in there and it's 30,000 pounds and like, yeah, you'll destroy a ramp by power loading. We have a lot bigger boats down here on the Gulf Coast. You know, people, like my boat's almost 32 foot. It's fairly heavy. You can't really winch that thing up. And if you do, you got to be in so deep that it's floating all over the place. So I power load my boat, but I'm in and out real quick, maybe 15 seconds on the throttle, just enough to get it seated in the bow stop. Couple cranks on the winch, we're out of there.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my boats too. I can't remember a boat that I couldn't load, you know, under power.
Yeah, I'm not anti power load. People are like, "Oh, you're power loading." Like, yeah, it's not good for the ramp, but be respectful of the ramp and people around you. Some people, they just, you know, they got trip 300s. It's full throttle all the way up into the bow stop, and they just let it sit there at 50%.
Right.
For 5 minutes while they get out, they're cranking things up, and the whole place, you got a wake and 5 knots of current going through the entire cove.
Yeah, it literally will pull the boat next to you into their boat.
Oh,
I had that
happen
to me down at Mahogany Mill one day. A guy was power loading twins, and I was coming on my trailer right next to him, and it sucked the bow of my boat into his boat like that quick.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting what happens at boat ramps. We talk about it a lot, but So Big Dan, he knows about it because he's over there filming all this stuff.
He's definitely an expert this morning.
No doubt about it.
We did have a winner on our Mercury hat and visor, and that's going to go out to Joe Coleman. So, Joe, congratulations. Thanks for listening. You got it right. Big Dan was the word of the day.
Awesome.
And all you got to do, Joe, is head over to Key Marine Center. That's at 5621 Bower Road. Don't come to the radio station. You're actually going to be able to go over to Key Marine, and they'll give you a little tour and talk to you and give you your prize.
And go to YouTube right now and go to the Big Dan show and like and subscribe. Right.
Yep.
That's
appreciate
what you got to do.
And mention Boat Smart.
Yeah.
Two entries in the kids contest.
There you go.
I'm all in.
Don't tell nobody else now. My regular viewers, they're going to be like, what? Well, hey, you should have been on news radio
this morning.
Your regular viewers can go ahead and put Boat Smart in there, right? So that'll work. We all know, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, you know, when you speak of all the work and stuff that goes into doing these channels, there's a lot of editing and stuff. I have my channel. I have Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I do Panhandle Skies as well. With a lot of fun stuff on that channel. And I don't have the luck that Big Dan does, you know, but I put this show on there and all that. But there's a lot of editing after the fact that takes some time.
Yeah, we'll go back to the luck thing, because it seems like every time I go out, I'm having some kind of issue.
Oh, no. isn't that what true of all boating?
Welcome to owning a boat.
Thank you.
They say break out another thousand. This is break out another couple thousand on my rig.
Yeah, what is it? The best day of your life is when you buy it, and
when you sell it.
Yeah.
You get a plug on your boat. You have a Cape Horn?
Yeah, I got a Cape Horn 31T.
Oh, nice.
And I love it.
Yeah, and Cape Horn is a local company. They build them over in Milton.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever want to do like a factory tour or anything, Tyler, he's like the vice president. He is... you know, wealth of knowledge. Actually, my boat's over there right now. They're helping me out with something. But, like, any questions, anybody that – you could have had a Cape Horn that's 15 years old. You call Tyler, send him an email. Oh, yeah, come on by. You need this? I mean, like, excellent customer service. They are – top notch.
They are. And it's a local company, you know, that sell boats worldwide. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's great to have people like that or businesses like that in our area.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, so we just have about 3 or 4 minutes left here. What's your best boat ramp tip, Big Dan?
Well, you
how do you narrow it down? I know. How do you narrow it down?
Best boat ramp tip? I don't know. Just on the water, watch out for other people that, you know, ain't paying attention. You know, people are just out of control. A lot of people are very selfish and just like, me, me, me. They'll cut you off, jump in your way, take your spot, come slamming up into you at the dock. Just watch out for other people around you. Be prepared before you get to the dock. You don't want to be that guy. So have all your dock lines ready. You know, if you got a deckhand or something that's going to help tie you off, you know, have them on the bow with a dock line ready to hop off, get everything squared away. In and out of the boat ramp quickly.
You mentioned it earlier, and this is going to be a holiday weekend. So it's I was weeking. Listen to me, weekend.
Right.
So be careful of the drinking, is what I was about to say.
Yeah, and that too.
No. Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest factors coming back
weekend.
In having too many to drink and stuff like that too. And I know you've seen people like that.
Oh yeah, it's. I think the law enforcement presence is getting a little greater. So we are. Scaling the, you know, nonsense on the water back a little bit, but still, I mean, anywhere and everywhere you go, you got to be mindful of the people around you.
Yep.
Well, have a designated driver.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
definitely
cool to have fun, but let's be responsible. Because
yep.
You got other people's life at your hands.
Yep.
So
I'll tell you what, I every time I go to a boat ramp, I make sure he's not there.
Hey, come on.
Because I'm always.
Where do you launch at again?
Yeah, I don't tell everybody where I launch. It's kind of a secret.
I know where you launch.
I want to see that.
I know where you launch.
And he's been there before. So, yeah. So, you know, and the thing is, everybody makes mistakes. You know,
even
the true veterans can make a mistake, right?
Even me, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many factors that are not in your control. That's
yeah. Another thing that I will say, I know we got a little bit of time left, but having a good trailer that is set up properly for your boat is a total game changer. I got a Magic Tilt right now. It's a fully welded custom to my hull, dude. Somebody that's blind with no hands can load that thing.
The trailer makes a big difference. Yep.
Yeah.
It is. It's night and day.
Yeah, so. I got Magic Tilt under my boat, too, and my boat loads so beautiful every time. And here I am advertising for Magic Tilt.
There you go. Send him a hat, guys.
Send me a hat. Yeah, send me a hat.
There you go. Okay, so where do we find this YouTube show that you do, Big Dan?
Yeah, The Big Dan Show. Go on YouTube, type in The Big Dan Show, and you'll see all of our content there. But, hey, seriously, thanks for having me out today.
Well, you've got to come back.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you're fun.
It went quick.
Yeah, I can see how
I've heard your
YouTube's doing. You got a great radio voice.
We need hours and hours. You know? I do appreciate you coming in today. I know we've been having a conversation about this for a while, and I sent a message on Monday. I said, what are you doing at 10 o'clock on Friday? And he said, I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
And he got back with me, and here he is. So I do appreciate you coming
today.
Well,
I'm sure we have
lots of other boating topics that we could pick your brain on, so we want to get you to come back.
Yeah, y'all bring some food, I'll be here.
Got Sonny's here right before you get here. I'll have a word with Eldon, see what we can do.
We'll work it out. He's talking about boats and barbecue.
Nice.
That could work.
Thank y'all for listening today. Thank you for the winter today, and we just appreciate all our listeners, and go to Big Dan Show on YouTube and Facebook, too, right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you both for a great Boat Smart show. We're here every Friday at 10 o'clock. Boating season. Have fun and be safe this weekend.